from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Steve Prefield. Topping our report this hour, a fatal crash in Monmouth has resulted in vehicular homicide charges against two drivers.
The crash involving two vehicles in Eatontown last August killed one person and seriously injured two others. According to the Monmouth County prosecutor, the drivers of both vehicles were driving under the influence. Authorities say both drivers also ran their respective red lights, resulting in the crash. Zyasia Henson and Edgar Marcial Diaz are charged with vehicular homicide and several other offenses. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The Biden administration plans to reclassify marijuana, the interim rule, would move it to a less stringent category, which includes Tylenol, codeine, and steroids. It'll be the first time since the Controlled Substances Act more than 50 years ago. During a State of the Union address, the president said no one should be jailed for using or possessing marijuana. A man and his grandson have died after getting hit by a falling tree up in North Jersey.
Police say a 61-year-old man and a 6-month-old baby were found dead in the backyard of a home along East Lincoln Street in Verona Monday night. First responders discovered a tree uprooted that had landed on the two people. It's not clear what caused the tree to fall, but there was stormy weather Monday night.
That's Scott Pringle reporting. And two raccoons have tested positive for rabies in the Garden State within the last week. Middlesex County health officials report one was picked up in East Brunswick near Manor Place. Then health officials in Camden County revealed today that a Gloucester Township resident called Animal Control a week ago when they saw their dog with a raccoon. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Is tomorrow a good day to get those errands done? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, partly cloudy for tonight. Fairly comfortable. We're down into the low 50s in most places. And very warm for Thursday. Intervals of clouds and sunshine. We'll be near 70 at the shore for a high, but low 80s inland. Then mostly clear for tomorrow night. Lows in the middle 50s. And a cooler day on Friday. Clouds, some sunny breaks. Highs mostly in the upper 50s and low 60s. I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
We are looking at 64 degrees in Belvedere, 59 degrees Old Bridge, 64 degrees Burlington. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.